Intervju Radija Študent.
Pogovor Pine Gabrijan s prvakom minimalnega tehna Bajtovnom, ki se bo danes večer predstavil publiki festivala Sonika v Kibla portalu v Mariboru. Olaf Bender alias Bajtovn je sicer eden od treh soustanoviteljev in kuratorjev nemške elektronske založbe Raster Noton, ene najbolj pomembnih založb sodobne elektronske glasbe zadnjih dveh desetletij.
Originally you come from ex Karl Marx Stadt, which is today Chemnitz. And for such a small town, it's really interesting that quite some known German artists or musicians come from there. So how would you describe the art scene that was there?
Yeah, it's a kind of phenomenon. So, I mean, we grew up, first I have to say Karl Marx Stadt is in between, it was a very industrial area in Saxonia, and in between Dresden and Leipzig. And Dresden and Leipzig, they always had a long tradition in fine arts, so they have well-known universities. But Karl Marx Stadt was totally out of it. Karl Marx Stadt was a really industrial town, just with one technical university, and in a way, this for me, when I look in the past, it probably this was the chance. So we wasn't, there was no tradition. Yeah. So when you worked as an, when you decided to do something like art, so it was very common that you teach your, that you teach yourself, so there was no chance to get taught, or you know, and this makes you a little bit more free. Mm-hmm. And it was really hard for it was almost harder for a Karl Marx Stadt artist to be credited somewhere, or so I think that was probably an important part why, yeah, at the end, a lot of artists, they came from, they was really profilish, so there was really kind of very individual own language.
Okay. You mentioned Leipzig, which is today quite flourishing in art scene, let's say alternative art scene. How is Chemnitz today?
I mean, Chemnitz is, I mean, this is another typical thing for a city like Karl Marx Stadt or Chemnitz, they never householded with the nice parts, yeah. So I'm always surprised how creative it is, but so there's less support from the government, and you know, I mean, when I would say when somebody becomes more known, and probably he has to leave the town. So so I would say it's until today it's a nice place to start something, so it's easy to get a space, it's easy to find a kind of network. Mm-hmm. And but one day it's getting too small, so you're a bit isolated because you have the whole infrastructure, and yeah, and also it's a part of the government, of the mispolicy of the government.
Mm-hmm. I read somewhere, is it true that you started your education as a tailor?
Yeah. I mean, this was a different part. I mean, I was going to school in East Germany, and we had this strange thing when you was not a, let's say, not a top level schoolboy, then you could do, you could study, but you had to go 3 years to the army, or you had to choose a professional already with 16 years and, mm-hmm. and a profession. And so my mother, she recommended me, I had only one wish, I don't want to go in industry.
Okay.
And my mother recommended me, hey, listen, try this tailor. And
okay.
So yeah, my first profession.
Is it somehow connected, if we make a time shift, connected mm-hmm. to that you are somehow tailoring the design of Raster Noton today, like graphic design?
I wouldn't, let's say, in a very abstract way.
Yeah?
There was always an interest in, you know, I really like handwork, I really like craftsmanship. So, and even my way to design was much more just doing something with your hands. And so later the computer came and gave us different possibilities. But let's say the general interest I had almost when I was in 11 or so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your first started making music in a, it was somehow a star band at that time, Age Geiger.
Yes, but I have to say, I never had, I never thought about to do music.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, at this time, I found a 60mm film camera,
mm-hmm.
and I started to do some short movies. And this band already exists, so
mm-hmm.
Frank Pretschneider was probably the boss of the band. Yeah. And so, and they saw my, I mean, we know, we knew each other.
Okay.
And they saw even my work, and one day they asked me, they invited me to participate at the band. So, and this was for me the starting point to think about, oh wow, why not
mm-hmm.
trying to do, to make music, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But your role was only limited at that time to making analog music. It was, or you already had some gadgets?
We had. I mean, we had a C64 computer
mm-hmm.
with a MIDI interface, and there was a integrated sound chip. And yes, in a very basic way, we used already some electronic music. And you know, there are some machines out from the analog world, they are connected to the later electronic. So we worked a lot of with tape, with cutting tapes, creating loops and with echoes. So,
mm-hmm.
so this kind of sound design we did at this time.
Were you known with music from Yugoslavia or eastern part of Europe, or let's say, did you know Laibach or Borghesia or these things?
Yes, for sure. I mean, Laibach, I think I, yeah, we was all, let's say, there was some, there was kind of record exchanging network in East Germany. So at the end, I have to say, it was, we had almost every kind of underground music.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bit difficult to get in a very specific section, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you, I mean, I knew Laibach and from Russia, Poblana Yamashanika. So there was a lot of electronic underground
mm-hmm.
we consumed and so, but it wasn't really specialized. I mean, today you can be 2 years into only death metal or
mm-hmm.
something like this. This chance we don't have, so we mixed it up with free jazz and all this other sections of music. Yeah.
Is it correct that you also deal with music distribution nowadays, or was that?
No, it was in the past. So
in the past.
When
uh-huh.
the wall was falling down,
uh-huh.
I, yeah, so I needed to get money somewhere, and so I got this offer to work for brand new music distribution. It was called Indigo. What was a nice part of let's say of the history, even from the label, because they was very left side, so they was members from Tonsteine Scherben, so
okay.
a very important German band, and so they created a cool, nice indie distribution, and I had the chance to work for them for 2 years, I think so, and this gave me the chance to see the music world from the opposite side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I mean, all my let's say, a lot of my favorite artists I distributed at this time, and I was so surprised. I thought, for example, a new sound, Tuckhead was one of my favorite bands at the early 90s. They sold probably 600 pieces,
mm-hmm.
but we sold maybe
mm-hmm.
10,000 or something. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so it gave me a nice introduction in this business part of the music.
How would you say that today, like a record, like
mm-hmm.
a artifact, like a piece of some material, does it mean something or not? And also, like, as a, one of the label heads of Rasta Norton, does it have some meaning today to own a record or?
Yeah, it means, I mean, to own something means always something. I mean, it's a bit up to your lifestyle. I mean, we have a lot of different possibilities today. And I also like the idea to travel light and everything. But I have to say, I'm really proud that I come from the 80s. So I, when I was young, I bought every month a book. Yeah? Mm-hmm. These books are still important for me. They are in my storage, and the same with the records. So it makes in quality a little different if you just use or if you stream something, or if you really own something, because you use it over a longer time. Maybe you go back after 5 years and you read the book again, or you listen again to the record. So in that way, I think it's still important to own something.
Mm-hmm. All three of you. That's also Frank Bretschneider and Karsten Nikolai. You all three also make music together? Or only you two with Karsten Nikolai?
No. We did music together in the past and probably in the future. Uh-huh. So, I mean, we always collaborated, but we also try to do our solos slightly different. So, no, it's really kind of network. So sometimes it goes together, sometimes not, mm-hmm. but we still have, we like to work together.
Okay,
yeah.
So you all can cooperate also as business partners? And
yeah, I would say
artists.
Until today, I mean, Frank, for example, he was deciding very early, and I mean, he founded Rasta Norton, but then he decided, it's too much logistic work, I want to be more concentrated into music, but let's say for the important decisions or for some ideas, I call him until today, and mm-hmm. the same he is doing to me and also with Carsten. So it's mm-hmm. a kind of daily conversation about topics.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is somehow maybe like really abstract computer music is well as it is somehow complex also from the way of producing it, but in a way also very primitive, not in a bad way meant primitive, but like
yeah, I have to say, I mean this is already an emotional field. Yeah, so I totally like concepts. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I have to say my point, or I found this out for me, so I always prefer the music, the primitive music.
Mm-hmm.
I like the, you know, the shamanic energy of primitive music.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's very important that music has this kind of, yeah, let's say sexual thing or body. It talks to your body. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's a totally different history. What comes a bit more from the classic music, where the music is much more made for your ear and probably for a way of thinking or for meditation or something like this. So, but since I'm young, I always liked powerful primitive music.
Okay.
For example, this was really nice when I heard my first Laibach record, yeah. So this was mm-hmm. something what really attracted me
mm-hmm.
because it was so primitive, it was so plakative and even powerful
mm-hmm.
in this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is a very substantial element for my music,
mm-hmm.
even for the label. But as a label, we try to give a bit more a wider spectrum.
Electronic music, which is a little bit more dance oriented,
mm-hmm.
it's always not necessarily connected to clubbing. So maybe a personal question: do you go clubbing? Do you go dancing? Do you like dancing? Or is not an important dimension for you personally?
Yeah, it's a, it's easy to answer, yes, I go clubbing, yes, I like to dance, and until today, so what doesn't mean that I go every weekend. Or,
okay.
But I
yeah.
was going almost 10 years from Wednesday until Sunday, as mm-hmm. soon as I had money.
Yeah, and as you lived in Berlin.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this was even in Chemnitz.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so for me this is... It was very important for when I grew up to find myself, mm-hmm. to even for a kind of self-definition. So, but, sorry, you have to...
Another question.
The second okay. part of your...
Okay, you were talking about concepts.
Mm-hmm.
You have already quite some albums produced. Does each album have a specific concept behind it, or it's more like...
I wouldn't say this. I mean, I use the concept much more just to give me a little, you know, a little focus,
uh-huh.
yeah? But at the end, when the material is... is growing, yeah. You also have to follow the material. So I'm not a big friend of this. This is my concept, and now I just have to do. So I also need the material also talks to me. But I would say I like to take an eye on that the elements going together. Even for me, I mean a CD. Is a little bit different from a download because it comes from the record playing, so you put the record on the record player and then it's running for half an hour,
mm-hmm.
so it's a little bit
then
different.
You have to get up and
yeah, so
down.
And I think the next title have to fit to the title
mm-hmm.
before or something like this, so it have to there have to be a little move over the whole playtime, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So but I wouldn't yeah, what is the concept? It's, I wouldn't say it's going more into I try to find my way. I try to find something what is probably different from Frank or from Carsten, but also in the context of Rastonato.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. When you start producing a record, do you set for yourself some time frame when it should be finished, or?
Yeah, I try to do this, but mm-hmm. it never will.
Never works. Okay.
Yeah.
Your last album, Simeta.
Mm-hmm.
You also performed it, but in the frame of this. Project you performed in Ljubljana last
mm-hmm.
year. It was in the frame of a festival for the radio on which we are now doing the interview.
Yeah.
Do you have some special memories or something? How are these performances in different spaces? Do they differ from themselves? How does the audience speak to you? Or does it doesn't matter to you at all?
No, it's, I mean, there is a little problem when you play very often live, then you also forget. But the nice thing is when you travel to a place again,
mm-hmm.
so all the remembering is coming back. So yes, I would say I have a in the since a long time we have a strong relation and connection to Ljubljana.
Mm-hmm.
So last year this was the radio station, but was a kind of new for me.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I mean, there was Marco Pirjan, we did in the our very first steps with the label with him together.
Oh, okay.
And so, I mean, I enjoyed to come here, and I also like this kind of energy, so it's nice. And this was even my fear, I mean, my remembering now from this last year was, it was a huge space.
Yes, Kino Šiška.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I mean, the screening was really nice. I wish there was there could be some more people, but anyway. So I mean, with the concert itself, I was very happy in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so tonight you're also performing in a very big space. It's X Factory. What do you do? Do you have some expectations when you come to a place?
No, the expectations are coming during the sound check.
Mm-hmm.
So then I always need to see the place, and it's very. I mean, it goes step by step. Yeah. So the first your pickup or the. You know, I mean, this comes all together, and this gives you a little expectation. And but for me, the main situation is during the sound check, and probably then the 1 hour before. I always like to be in the audience to get a little bit the feeling. Yeah.
Okay. The last question: when can we expect the new album?
It's a bit difficult
because it always takes
moment,
longer.
No. It's not only this. At the moment we focused a little bit on Diamond Version, what is a collaboration with Carsten Nicolai, Alvar Nuto together, and this record should coming. It's done now. It should come on Mute, on a British record label. It's kind of collaboration. In March, and then we have to see. So it's a little bit. We don't want to confront this with a solo record at the same time. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think it
okay.
takes it probably next year, but more at the end of the next.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and we're looking forward to the performance.
Thanks.
You.
Intervju Radija Študent.